This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to start tonight by taking you back to something I mentioned as a Hagdama, as a prelude to a Shabbos Shuva Drasha several years back. And that is a vort by Rav Shlomo Gansfried, the Baal HaKitzur Shulchan Aruch, and his wonderful Sefer HaPiryon Al HaTorah. So let's turn to the first shtickel, the first keta, the very first piece in his HaPiryon at the outset of Parshas Hazinu. Opening Pasuk, Parshas Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Hazinu HaShemayim HaDabera V'Sishim HaOretz Imrefi. Hason Levelt asked the Kasha, many of the Rishonim already deal with it. Seems to be somewhat repetitive. Hazinu HaShemayim HaDabera V'Sishim HaOretz Imrefi, HaDabera Imrefi, Shemayim HaOretz. The world is listening. Why break it up into two distinct categories? Ad kedei kach, the dibur is seen in conjunction with Shemayim. Hazino Shemayim va'adabero. But when it comes to the Imrei Fi, that's going to be in conjunction with the Oretz. What's going on here? Shlomo Gansfried says, Puchazi mayim dvar, what does the Vel do? We know the minig olam. And the minig here in the shul as well is when it comes to the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha and the Shabbos Hagodol Drasha, the Rav gets up and first you begin with the Chelek HaPilpul, the Chelek of Lomdis. And only on the heels of Chelek HaPilpul, Chelek HaLomdis after part one, and then you segue into part two, and that's the drush, that's the agadata, that's the musar, that's the humor, the stories, and that's when the musar message has to come across, so the musar has to be gleaned from the context of the drasha. So many want to suggest, and I've seen this in Sfarim as well, that is just practical concerns. If we would start with part two, and first we would have the drush, the agadata, and the musar, then when part Agadato, Drush HaMusar comes to a close. Everyone's going to leave. A few Taminacham will stay back to hear the Lumnus, to hear the Pilpul. And therefore, we start the Drasha. First, you have to endure the Lumnus and the Pilpul. And then you can segue into Chelek too. In fact, there's a Maisa of a Rav in Europe came to Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. And he wanted to go out and wake up the Tzibur, see Darshanan in Yoni Shchita. Esoteric topics in Yodei and Ochel Shchita for 2 hours. And it was hot, it was shmoiling, no air conditioning. And the people were schwitzing away. He looked up after 2 hours, he says, oh, you didn't do tshuva yet. Still haven't done tshuva. He went for noch another 2 hours. After 4 hours, the darshanik and esoteric topics and Yoni Shchita, nobody knew what was flying and they were schwitzing away. 4 hours, you put up with me. He says, no, I think you did tshuva. Now you got, you accomplished what you needed to accomplish with the Shabbos Shuva Drasha. And that's the practical concern. All right, so Shlomo Gansfried Gevaldik. You know why the minhag olam is that the Rabbanim start first with the Chelek HaPilpul, and only then do they journey, do they segue into Chelek of Lomdus and Agadato? He says, because I'll give you a moshul, a father, he has a son, and the son is not such a tom v'yashar. He misbehaves, there's a neighbor, and the neighbor's a nice guy, and one day he sees that the son commits an avlo, and he wants to inform the Shem Shemaim, he wants to inform his neighbor about the avlo, the chait that his dear son just perpetrated. So he says, what am I going to do? If I get him in a zman of kas, of afen chem, if I get him in a time of anger, and then I tell him the avlo that his son perpetrated, then he's going to go ahead, and perhaps he's going to be too much because he's not going to be able to subdue his temper, and he's going to inflict more harm and more pain onto the son. It's going to get more of a severe, harsh punishment. But if I catch him in a good mood, I catch him when he comes back. And he's all smiles from a great day of work. And he made a lot of money, and I catch him in a good mood. If I catch him in a good mood, then when I tell him the avlo, the chait that his son did, he's not going to go and mete out such harsh, severe punishment. He'll take it a little easy on the son. Zokto Shlomo Gansfried in the Sefer HaPiryon, and we know from Chazal that Hashem Yisborch is Chadi Papula Deraisa. Hashem rejoices a lot in the Papula Deraisa. When it comes to people, Hashem loves it when there's a mass of a mountain in a base medrash. Hashem loves witnessing and participating Kaviyocho from Mesivta Derekia and the Machabda Shotaira. Hashem gets excited Kaviyocho when he hears the people. First, he says, before you're going to give Musar and all the Agadats and the Musar to Hashem's children, and part two, and you're going to tell them how it's also to bring the cell phones when they're on into the base medrash, and you're going to give them Musar for all the times the cell phones go off in the base medrash, and all the times they're talking Mechule, and all the times they're leaving the base medrash, you're going to give them Musar. First, make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. First, satisfy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tati and Himmel. First, go in and make the Yevish Tarvinash HaShemayim. Make him happy. Give him a good shtickle Torah. Tell him some pilpul. Hashem Yemeschadi, Babula Daraisa, get the Yemeschadi in a good mood. And then when you hit his children hard with a lot of Musar, the father in Shemayim is not going to mete out such punishments because he's in such a good mood after the pilpul. Hazok the Apirion, Etz Maruma, as it's totally alluded to. Even in the opening Pasuk, Parshas Azinu, he says, Azinu Shemayim Adabeira, those Tamid HaChamur Osek and Dvorim Shemayimim, they're holding an Inyani Ruchnius, they're holding and learning Adabeira, Makas Yir Aleph and Aleph, and we know Dibur is Losh and Koshe, and then you can hit with the hard stuff, you can hit them with the Lumnus, with the Pilpul, and those who Osek and Inyanim Shemayimim, Haiba Besishma Oretz, the Amaratzim, people who are holding an Inyani Artzius, then are holding in Ruchnius, tell them Imre Fi. Amira Kosomer Lebeis Yaakov Havasagi Lebnei Yisrael. I'm beginning a paragetes Loshen Rocha Makis Yer Aleph. I'll tell them softly. Give them the nice, sweet stories. Give them the Agadah to the Musar. But first comes Azina Shmaya Madabeira. First comes the Pilpul. First the Pilpul, the Lomnis, and only after Azina Shmaya Madabeira, then you can give over the Imre Fi to the Balabatim Osekin and Yonim Artsim. I'm kind of safe for a period. I'd like to suggest tonight another reason why we have to start with the Chelek HaPilpul, if you the Rayon, and that Abishter put into my mind a short while ago. And that is, I was thinking today, what was the Shimon Ben Yochai? Here we are now on Motzei Lag Omer. And we know the story, Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, nothing's coincidental. It's Dafka and Daf Lamed Gimel, Lag Omer, the story with the cave. He has to run for his life, sequestered in the cave 12 years. He has to come out, go back into again, into the cave. And we know he's there for all these years. And what was he learning inside the cave? In fact, this form even right, that on Daf Lamed Gimel here in Shabbos, we have the 33rd Memra, 33rd time Rav Shimon names appears in Shas, starting from Maseches Brachos. And we know this is his Daf, this is his story. The yard site, Kayadua, Pri Yitzchayim, it's a Diyan, Chidon, many others talk about it. Is this really his yard site? We know whatever Peshat you're going to say, this is the day that belongs to Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Lamaisa, all those years in the cave in the Ma'ara, what was he learning in the Ma'ara? Halacha Lamaisa, I want to know, what was he learning? All those years, what was Rav Shimon Chai and his son? What Chelek and Torah were they learning? So what's the Muskarishan? Muskarishan is Pashas. They were learning Zayar and Tikkuni Zohar. And it's clear from Tikkuni Zohar that it was Neshaber, at least many of the ideas already came out of the Mara. So you would say, such an Indian writes the Balatanya in Zigeris HaKodesh Daf Kufim and Gimel Amud Aleph, and writes the Balatanya, they were learning the Sidrei Mishnayis. They were learning Mishnah, they were learning Gemara, they were learning Tiras HaMishnayis. It can't be that they were just learning Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar. They would have finished it. And they would have finished all the Zohar and the Tikkun Zohar in several months. They didn't need all those years. What were they spending the years? And they were all taking all the Lomnus and all the Pilpul and all the Torahs and Mishnayos. And listen to a Minchas Elazar. Right? It's the Eile Gemun capture. And Minchas Elazar, he says, let's take a look at the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And what happens when Shem Yechai comes out of the Mara? And what happens? He meets up with Pichas Ben Yor, his son-in-law, how big deal is he, his son-in-law, v'chulei, and they start talking and learning. Before he went into the cave, how when he would ask a kasher, Shem Yechai would ask a kasher, Chimas V'yo would go ahead and give him 12 terutzim. And when he came out of the cave, Pichas V'yo would ask a kasher, and Shem Yechai would give him 24 answers. And what's Masha from the Gemara? That after coming out of the cave, he became such a Boki in Torah, such a Lamdan, he's able to go in and answer up any kashas. Any kashas that are doing this way. Nothing about Torah Sanistar. It's all about Torah Sanikla. Our Frank the Munkacher, the Minchas Elazar, the Yifla Lachaira Lamevin. And this is a Pliat Suma. Hamashma Mized, the Ikerli Mudim Tachlisim, Ora Hayarak, Beniglas of Torah, and the Bapule in the Chedvasov, the Bapule Deraisa. Now, what happens in the beginning of Shimon Yochai? Couldn't come up with the answers, and now he became so sharp in his learning, he would come up with 22 answers to every kasher Pinchas Ben Yair would ask. And nothing about Torah Sanhedrin, it's all Torah Sanikla. But isn't it Masha from Tikkuni Zohar? And the Zohar that so much came out of the cave, what's going on over here? All right, the Minchas Elazar Olam. However, near Lafini has died, Bereses Vizeya. I'm trembling as I propelled, as I broached such an idea. But I want to explain, writes the Munkah Chareba, based on the Arizal. And the Arizal writes in Shara Mitzvah, Shara Ruch HaKodesh, and Shara Yechudim, that what's one of the main feats, one of the main purposes why we learn Papulim, and why we learn all the people of learning, the Farek, or the Shaber, HaKlipos, HaSovvim, Lepri, HaPinimiyas, HaDerech HaSod. You want to get to, you want to plumb the depths and intricacies. You want to get to the world of Kabbalah, to the get to the world of Sod. You want to pluck out the pre in the inside. Yayin brings out the Sod. How do you get the Yayin? You go to the inside of the grape. We know Shem Yechai is all about Torah Sod. Where does he go? He has to go into the cave. He has to go into the Pnimius of the world. What's it all about? The fire. What's a fire? A fire takes the pnimius of the object placed within, and it releases the pnimistic internal energy. And Rosh Hashanah is all about Sod, is all about Torah Sanistar. But how do you get there? You got to break the klipas. I have all these negative influences. All the klipas that are surrounding the pre of the pnimius HaSod. So you ask kashas, what are the kashas? Those are the dinim. And the peruki, the answers, and that's what's misankim, and that's misankim, that sweetens up the dinim. And the mapula derais is the way to break down all the klipas that surround the Torah Sasod. The hainu avadu the ikar is to get to the Sod. How do you get to the Sod? You gotta break down the learning. I doesn't bring this, a famous Hasidic Shemaisa heard years ago. Ayakul the Chosid, I was hiding behind the bookcase when his Rebbe, the Heilige Rebbe, was wrapping the Oshanas Alel Oshana Rabba. And he saw Yaakov's spear belly was sticking out a little bit from the bookcase. He says, Yaakov, go, I see you hiding over there. Come out, what are you? He says, you think you're going to watch the Rebbe wrap the Hoshanas, and you're going to know when I wrap the Hoshanas? The only reason I know all the Sodos and what to think about B'shas and I'm wrapping the Hoshanas is because first I learned Masechah Sukkah, Gemara Rashi Taisis, and with all the Rishonim and all the Gedolei Achronim. And after I broke down the whole Masechah Sukkah, then I got to the Pnimius Dikazach, and then I got to the Pnimius. You got to break that, you got to peel off the orange in order to get to the fruit. I have to break down all the chelek hachitzoni with all the havayis tabayim arava. Kasha teretz, break it down. Mechamta shatayra. Then you can finally, the basof, extract and pull out that kishmak apri of Torah Sasod. Asarites, the Minchas Alozar. After he spent all those years breaking down Shas, and that's why it stems nicely. With the Balatani, he was learning Mishnayos, Torah Mishnayos, and Gemara. Kasha Teretz, Kasha Teretz. He broke it all down. And once he broke it all down, and they were all together. Avadi was learning Torah and Nistar. Avadi, he came out, and we got Tikkunim of Zohar Kodesh, and so we got Giluyim like we never got before. But how do you get there? He didn't spend all those years learning Torah Sanistar. He had to break it down with Torah Sanikla, and he broke down the shell, the klipas, until he's finally able to extract. Parnes has to be pshat, remez, drush, and then you get to the Sod. And that's the achareka chosakoma. You got to peel off the layers of the pshat. The Minchas Alozar is telling us that the Torah Sanikla and the Torah Sanistar were nichlos shnei biyachad. That is why the Shinobla Rebbe, all right, Samar and I, Parsh Brash, even Pshat is Loshim to be Mashat the Yor. You got to peel away the layers just to get them shot. Party says Pshat, Rebbe's Drush, and then you get to the Sod. All right, to Mincha Salosa Gavaldik. Here he is in Chalik Aleph, and Os. Kuv Gimel, and he talks about the Sinian again in Chelek Ches, and Osai, and Zog the Munkach Rebbe, Avade, they were learning in the Ma'ara, Sai Torah Sanigla, Sai Torah Sanistar, breaking down all the Klepas, Ayadeh, the Havayas, the Abayim Rava, the Kasha, the Terutz, and the Machamta Shotaira, and the Basof, he was able to be Magala, the Sod, the Giloy of the Hester, came only the Basof, after Pshat, you peel off the layers, and then the Drush, and then the Chelek HaRemez, Achareka Chosakol, then you attain the Chelek HaSod. Efshar, Lefiyan, Yastaitu, we can bring a shtickle rayo. Minchas Alozar, Balaturim. We know the Ramban already tells us, Yaakovinu. He isolated himself 14 years. He's learning in Yeshiva Eber. As we mentioned already, the Chazal that we discussed the other day. What was he learning in the Yeshiva Eber? What were they learning? Yes, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has this famous shtickle. He talks about a few places in Emes Yaakov, Vayetze, Yigen Vayesha, Vachulek. They were learning Torah Sagolas, Shteit the Ramban. They were learning Tyrus Asod, Agiluyim, writes the Balaturim, Ben Zakunim, Zok the Heiligan. And what's Ben Zakunim? Shinola lo lacing nusa is the first shot. And then Zok Drashi, Unklis Tigim Barchakim. Amash Alom Nimishim Eber Mosolo Zok Drashi Api the Medrash and Rashis Rabbah. He gave over all that Torah. What Torah did he give over to Yosef? He gave him over to Api the Ramban. Adarad Rosim and Sidus of Torah. That's why the Balaturim. And just like the Ramban writes the Balaturim, what's Zakunim? Gematria 207 Gematria Roz. Secrets. Shemosolo Roz a Torah. State to Mephurish and Balaturim. What did Yaakov? Yaakov spent 14 years learning Razum and Sada Satira, and they were learning Torah Al Pi Kabbalah, and that's what he gave to Yosef Atzadik, and that's the gematria of Raz Zikunim. But we're not done. Baal HaTurim has another thing to say. He goes weiter. Zuck the Baal HaTurim, what's Zikunim? It's an Utrikan. Let's break down the Osios Roshi Tevis Zayin Kuf Nun Yun Man. Zuck the Helik Baal HaTurim, Zroim Kochim Noshim, and Yeshua Sapi Shamsam Anal refers to Sin Ezekiel and Moed. I understand Baal HaTurim. What do you have? He's giving him over Mishnayas. She says, so what do you mean? You just told me like the Ramani. He's giving him over Rosie and son of Satyrus. Zikunim is Gematria Roz. If he is Daiti, like him in Chasalazar, it's Geshmak. The same way, Rabbi Shimon Chai. What was he learning in the Baal all those years? He was learning Torah San Nikla. That's what comes out. It's bolate from the Gemara Mafur Shabbos and Gemara Mabesh. Aye, but it was all what? To break down the Klippus in order to extract the soul, the Priapnimius. So what do you see? Zakdim and Chasalazar, the Torah San Nikla and Torah San Nikla went together. Yaakov wants to give him over 14 years of learning in Yeshima Shem and Aver. What did he give him? He gave him the Razi Sodator Zakunin Gamatria Raz, but he also gave him Azroim Moed and Noshim, as he gave him a Shnayas back to the Balatanya. He gave us a Kodesh Daf Kufim and give him an Aleph. What was he teaching him? Zuk the Balatanya, you taught him Torah some Shnayas. What's the Balatanya talking about? You look with the Balaturim. He gave him Sai the Torah some Shnayas and he gave him the Sod. And they were learning Shnei and Biyachto, because the only way to get to the ultimate Sod is a Hayyaday Torah some Shnayas, the Pilpo. That's how he got there. That's what you see in the Baal HaTurim. Avadi, he was giving him 14 years of Sod. But he also gave him Torah Samashnaya, Zikunim, at the same time that it's Gematria Raz, Gematria the Rosi Sariya Torah. At the same time, it's Rosh Hashanah to Torah Samashnaya. Because they go Biyachad Yaakov to Yosef after 14 years of hiding Kilu in a cave. And here comes the Shem Yechai, hiding in a cave 12 years. It's Mamas to Zelbazach. Where did he get it from? The Phoenix day, he got it from Yaakov. That's good for what Yaakov was doing. I got to take all the Mishnayas. I have to take all the Pirukim, and only you should bring it all together. Mela. Now let's say different than that period. And why is the minute? They have to start with the Bapuli Bachule. You want to get to the Pinimius. You want to speak to the lave of the mensch. You want to pluck at the Pinimius. You want to get them to understand. They're Nakudas on a Shoman. Nakudas on Pinimius. First, you need the Pilbo. Break it all down. Get rid of the Klepus. And all the Klepus and all the Kitroigim Bachule. Break it down. Ayde the Bapuli Darais. Ayde the Tursum Shnais. The Lumnus of Pilbo. Then you're ready for the Sod HaDover. Have a Gavaldiganach. That's Lag Boimer. It's Shnei B'yachat, Sai Torah, Sinigla, Sai Torah, Sinister. And that's Gufa. How Rosh Shimon Yochai became Rosh Shimon Yochai. Mitzad Echad, he's the Talmud Mubak, Rabbi Akiva, the Av of Torah Shavapet. And Mitzad Sheni, he's the Av of Torah Sinister, all from Rabbi Akiva. Shnei B'yachat, Sai Torah, Sinigla, Sai Torah, Sinister. Let's merge the two together. A Gevalde Genacht, Kaddish, please.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.